listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750 with Jordan Buscarini.
Yeah, running down a dream that never would come to me. Running down a dream.
There's definitely a lot happening right now in the junior college ranks. In fact, right now, the USU Eastern soccer teams are in action at home taking on Southern Nevada. There's also another fun event tonight. USU Eastern's basketball teams will play host to their annual staff versus the team game. It's always a lot of fun. Kind of introduces the players to the community. And then on top of that, volleyball continuing to move forward. And rodeo, actually, right now, some cool stuff happening there. Joining us to talk about everything that's happening within the USU Eastern Athletics Department, we have Vice Chancellor Greg Dart. Greg, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Definitely, definitely. Hey, we are moving through 2017. I mean, there's only less than 2 months left, actually, in 2017. I can't believe how fast this is going. That doesn't really have a lot of bearing on the spring sports, you know, the winter sports, but it does have a lot of bearing on the fall sports season, which is rapidly coming to an end. In fact, we got 3 weeks left of the soccer season before we go to the regional tournament. It's amazing how fast it's gone.
It is flying by, and it's really crunch time in soccer, and now is the time where we've gone away from back-to-backs where you go to a team and play them Friday and Saturday, and now we're playing them one time, and it's getting right now to crunch time.
Which has its advantages. I mean, obviously, based off what happened over the weekend, we'd love to play Colorado Northwestern twice, you know, two more times. But talking to Coach Bennett regularly throughout the year, he's been very impressed with his men's team. And without, I mean, again, Coach Bennett, how do I say this? He's hard on his team. He's especially when he's on the air with them. But at the same time, you know, there's a lot of optimism around this men's team, and I just don't think Coach Bennett feels like they have played their best soccer as of yet, which is a good thing considering that they're in the running for a conference championship.
I think that's exactly right. You look at that team, and they've got just better as we go. In the preseason when they were playing non-conference teams, they were having some struggles. Their defense was struggling. What's really happened, though, I think that has turned them around and pointed them in the right direction. Right now, tied for a conference championship, is they've got a keeper in Austin Munoz who's just unbelievable, yep. Can stop everything. And it's amazing how much that changes the whole flow of the game. You get somebody like that that makes some amazing saves, and what it turns to as far as runs on the other side and everything, it's completely changed the dynamic of that team.
Now, on the flip side of that, the women, they've had their struggles so far this year. And the women's program, though, they've kind of been the pillar of consistency as far as the soccer programs go over the last couple of years. But they have dipped a little bit. Coach Bennett mentioned that sometimes he feels like they are trying too hard to please him when they're out on the field. Still a lot of talent on that squad, though.
There is a lot of talent. They've had some breaks go the wrong way for them this year. They're playing probably a little more timid than what he would want to see, not being as aggressive. And I think that's been the difference. And if that's trying to please him or what that is, I'm not sure, but they're as talented as anybody in the conference. Snow College right now just looks unbeatable, but they are as talented as Snow. They played well with them, and if they can be a little less timid, be a little more aggressive, I think they can beat anyone in the conference as well.
Which is going to make for a lot of fun when we get to the conference tournament, which is not that far off. It's actually at the end of the month, and there is a chance that conference tournament will be right here in Price.
Yeah, big week for us this week with the games today, and then Saturday at Salt Lake. The men's champion will host the conference tournament on the 26th through 28th of October. And depending on how things shake out this week, there's a very good chance that that could be here.
That would be huge. I mean, the program's not that old, and to play host to a conference tournament, what are we, 4 years into the program, it'd be kind of amazing to think about.
Yeah, 4 years into the program, only the second year into this conference tournament, it would be great to have it here. And we've been working with the county about potentially having that tournament on their new soccer fields as well.
As far as the growth of the program, you and I always talk a little bit about this, I think, every time we bring you in. Again, still new. I mean, 4 years is definitely still a new program. Are you happy with the way things are going? Is it been as smooth as it has been over the last couple of years this season, now that we are preparing to play on a brand new field next year?
Ecstatic, to be honest. We really thought with all these new teams that came about 2 years ago that that it would be difficult to maintain the number of athletes and the level of talent. And Coach Bennett and Coach Davis and Coach Woodhouse have done that. They've been able to maintain those things. We still have three soccer teams. We still have over 90 student athletes in our soccer program. It's been amazing. What we're also seeing is that there will be more expansion to the conference in soccer. We're now at five teams. College of Southern Idaho is looking at potentially as early as next year having teams, and so that would be six. And then there, Truckee Meadows Community College is looking at adding soccer as well out in Reno, and so that could potentially be the sport with more teams than any other sport in our conference, and that would be in year three. So it's exploding all over, but being on the leading edge of that and having someone like Coach Bennett to run that program has put us in an enviable position.
Again, we're being joined right now by Greg Dart, Vice Chancellor at USU Eastern. Now, with that being said, how close are we to expansion across the board? I mean, is that something, I know it's been a hot topic as of late, specifically in basketball, baseball as well. I mean, are we close to seeing a massive expansion or at least somewhat of an expansion?
I think so. I think there's a lot of things that are still playing. Baseball's a little bit more complicated because it seems to be the sport that that takes the hit with Title IX, and you see a lot of what used to be men's soccer, at least on the Division I level. You don't see a lot of men's soccer programs. You see the women's programs, and often not men, just to keep it equal as far as men's and women's programs. On the junior college level, you've seen, you know, a lot of institutions add those together, men's and women's soccer. And so baseball, you know, Snow College is the perfect example because they have football. Baseball doesn't seem likely for them. And so although they have the full contingent of sports and everything else in the conference, baseball isn't something that we anticipate they'll be adding back in. Having said that, there are some potential other areas that we're looking at with baseball, and College of Southern Nevada is probably the most interesting right now on both the baseball and basketball front. Basketball, they could be adding within the next year. In 2018, 2019, having basketball in Las Vegas and Henderson. That's something they're very close to now. There's also a possibility that they're looking at potentially having sports on multiple campuses, which would allow them to have more teams. Baseball's been their kind of stalwart sport down there, and I see a possibility in the coming years where they could potentially have baseball on more than one campus. And so there's some really interesting things happening right now, and I think even by next year, you could see some significant differences within the conference.
Now, as far as the scheduling goes for basketball, and I don't want to get too far away from the fall sports, but there has been a change, right? I mean, we're talking three conference games, or do we keep it at four this year?
Three conference games, so you'll play each team three times, which is really what the coaches were asking for. Four is difficult.
Way too much.
It is. It's very difficult. Those are the games that everybody wants to see, but if you're seeing them four times, then that's potentially five in the tournament and makes it difficult. So three, and has made some concessions as far as travel to try and keep everybody's travel down as much as possible. So finding some efficiencies that way has helped as well. Adding another team would make three really the optimal number given the number of teams that we have. Right now, it leaves you a little light on what you want for a conference schedule, but that's just the nature of the beast right now.
Well, and you have to account for that somewhere, which I guess is preseason, right? I mean, three less games to schedule in the preseason if you were to add another team. That goes a long way. It may not sound like a lot, but it is.
Oh, definitely. In the preseason, you're always looking at a few tournaments where you pick up some good games and some good competition, but it's difficult for a lot of these schools, especially in more rural areas like ours, to bring in teams. So everybody is mindful of travel dollars. And if you're talking about going to a Rangeley or a Price or an Ephraim, even if you like the talent, you like what you'll get as far as competition, just the travel might be more than what you can handle, where Salt Lake might be an easier draw.
Well, if we talk about growth within programs, we absolutely have to talk about volleyball, because you and I had this conversation off of the cuff, just how great the attendance has been over the last 2 years for the volleyball team, and now they're competing at a national level where, in fact, they're still a top 20 team. Four teams from the Scenic West Athletic Conference actually represented in the top 20. Insane talent, and it's right here in our own backyard.
It is crazy. If you looked at what happened in the preseason and kind of watched what Coach Jensen's squad was doing, it was unprecedented. It hasn't happened here. Getting into conference, it's been a tougher go. Still, having said all of that, they're a top 18 talent right now. That's where they are, is ranked number 18. That's good enough for fourth in the conference, though. In a conference as competitive as this, those conference wins are not easy to come by. It's competitive from top to bottom this year, and what you're seeing as far as the talent, what you're seeing as far as the coaching, local coaches doing this, it's so exciting. And because of their community involvement, because of what they're putting on as far as a product on the court, the attendance is amazing. On Friday night, was there to watch against Salt Lake, and it was amazing what that crowd was like. And they let a set get away at first, and then it was a battle the next three. They ended up losing 3-1, but that's to a team that's beat the number two team in the country.
Maybe it's a vague question, but from an appearance standpoint, from a competitive standpoint, I don't recall the last time USU Eastern Athletics as a whole was in this good of shape, because, I mean, each program has been highly competitive. I mean, even if we're talking baseball, softball in its first year of existence was competitive, picked up a couple of big wins. It seems like the state of USU Eastern Athletics right now is maybe as good as it's ever been.
I think that when you look across the board, that we've never seen anything like this. One thing that I don't want to fail to mention is that we have the number one barrel racer
in
college rodeo right now, too. Just some amazing things going on across the board. And yeah, we have not been in a position where we could say that we don't have a down program. Every one of them is competing at a very high level. And everything that's happening outside of the competitive arena, as far as marketing, as far as getting the exposure that's needed, and some of the work that happens behind the scenes and broadcasting games. I mean, you've helped in that as well. But getting everything out there has really built that and built the program to a point where recruits come in and they know a lot more about us than they ever have before when they're being recruited, because there's an exposure and there really has been a level of expectation built with the programs that I don't think has been seen here for quite some time, if ever.
Well, Greg, it is always a pleasure to get you in and talk a bit about the athletics department. It's always great to hear your insight as well. You have such a big hand on things that happen as far as the athletics program goes. Thank you again for taking out the time to stop by, and we'll see you tonight, the staff versus the team game at the BDAC. I know the community is invited to join us.
Yeah, we would love to have them there. This is always a fun thing that we do, and we're doing it as part of our homecoming week. But tonight at the BDAC at 7 o'clock, you'll see some of the best basketball players around and some of the worst basketball players around. So you'll get to see me and Jordan out on the floor, and you'll get to see some real talent as well.
And I think it's maybe an eye-opener for some of those people just to how good these guys really are.
I've said multiple times, and I believe this 100%, that if they decided they didn't want the staff faculty to score, they would not score. We would put up a goose egg.
We'd never get past half court. We'd never get onto their side of the court. Like, that's how good these guys really are.
Yes, for sure. It's unbelievable.
Greg, thank you again for taking the time to come by today. Always fun to talk to you.
Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. We've got a break for just a moment. When we return, we're going to move over to talk NBA basketball. Last night, the Utah Jazz, they kept their perfect preseason record intact as they topped the Lakers on the road. We'll talk Utah Jazz basketball and also the emergence of former Ute man Kyle Kuzma. That's coming up next here on Drive Time Sports.